Hello everybody, my name is Nicolás Cafarola-Mensa from University of Nebraska, and I will be presenting about nitrogen limitation in soybeans under the title, Is Soybean Yield Limited by Nitrogen Supply? By the way, this is an article that we have published with Juan Pablo Monzón, Jim Spech, and Patricio Grassini in the Field Crop Research Journal. So, as a background information, soybean is the most important legume crop in the world, accounting for the 56% of the total oilseed production. Soybean has a nitrogen requirement for each unit of seed yield that is four times higher than in maize. And this amount is about 80 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per each unit of seed yield produced. Also, as seed yield increase, the protein concentration has decreased, generating some problems for soybean processors in order to get high protein meals. So, is soybean limited by nitrogen? That was the first question that we had, and we start to look at the nitrogen requirements. So let's see, for a soybean crop of 3 tons per hectare, we need 240 kilograms of nitrogen uptake, which is equivalent to 23 urea bags of 50 pounds. And on the other side, the nitrogen supply, farmers usually apply between 0 to 20 kilograms of nitrogen as a starter, and the rest of the nitrogen comes from the soil organic mineralization and nitrogen fixation. But we want to increase the yield, and we want to look to higher yields. And let's see, 6 tons per hectare. So the requirements goes up to 480 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and we still have this starter and the soil organic mineralization of the nitrogen supply and the nitrogen fixation, and our question was if it's going to be enough to satisfy this demand. So our hypothesis was that the degree of the nitrogen limitation increased with increasing the yield potential of the production environment. In order to address this hypothesis, we postulate two treatments. One was the zero nitrogen fertilizer with no fertilizer applied in this treatment, and the other one, we developed a protocol where we apply fertilizer based on the site-specific yield potential. The nitrogen requirement for soybean, which I mentioned before, was 80 kilograms of nitrogen per each ton of seed yield produced, and we apply a 70 to 90 fertilizer recovery efficiency. So finally, we apply between 330 to 870 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. It was nitrogen, no fertilizer, which is a huge amount, but we didn't account for the soil organic mineralization and for the nitrogen fixation because we didn't know the timing and amount of those processes for each environment that we apply this protocol. So in order to synchronize the offer with the demand, we apply this amount of nitrogen, we split in 5 times during the growing season, as you can see in this chart. 10% of the total nitrogen that we apply at B2, other 10% at B4, then 20% R1, 30% R3, and other 30% at R5. Note that more than the 60% of the nitrogen is uptake by soybean after R3. The experimental sites were all irrigated. There were places in Argentina, in Balcarce, over 2 years, the first year with 4 planting days, the second year with 3 planting days, 4 maturity groups involved from 2.2 to 4.6, and then in Nebraska, in 1 year, in 4 farmers' fields, we applied the same protocol, a maturity group 2.4 to 2.7. For this project, for this research, we say that each environment is a combination of crop season for sowing day, variety and location. So we apply this protocol in a total amount of 25 production environments. And we measure the seed yield with the comparison of the zero and full nitrogen fertilizer that I will show here. So on the bottom you have the seed yield of zero nitrogen, and on the other side the full nitrogen fertilizer. The black line on the middle is the relation 1-1, so if all the points lie on the top of the line, that means that there is no differences. We found that there was the full nitrogen fertilizer was an 11% higher than the zero nitrogen fertilizer in all this range of yield that goes from 2.2 5 until 6.5 tons per hectare, and you can see here the analysis of variance. And also we found that when the seed yield is about 3 tons per hectare, the even applying this amount of nitrogen, you can get a difference of 300 kilograms per hectare. But when we go to an environment of 6 tons per hectare, this goes up to 900 kilograms per hectare of seed yield differences. In order to understand a little bit better those seed yield differences, we use two physiological frameworks to analyze that. And one was looking at the seed number and the seed weight. So on your left chart, you will see again the comparison between the zero nitrogen treatment on the bottom and the full nitrogen treatment on the other side. And there, on the other plot, is the seed weight. And we found a significant difference in the number and also in the weight of the seed. And the second physiological framework that we used to analyze those seed yield differences was looking at the above ground dry matter at physiological maturity, multiplied by the partition of this above ground dry matter to the seed, which is the harvest index. So as you can see on the left chart, again the comparison between the zero nitrogen treatment and the full nitrogen treatment, there was a significant differences in the above ground dry matter at physiological maturity, while the differences in the harvest index were inconsistent. We also look at the seed protein and oil. As I mentioned before, especially the seed protein is very important for soybean processors, and we did the same comparison between the zero nitrogen treatment and the full nitrogen treatment, and we found that the seed concentration, protein concentration, increased in the full nitrogen fertilizer, while the oil was a little bit significant but negative. As a conclusion, supply becomes limiting as the yield level of the production environment increase. And we know that this response to nitrogen fertilizer could be 300 kilograms per hectare at an environment of 3 tons per hectare. But then this response could go up until 900 if we go to an environment of 6 tons per hectare. But it's not only an increase in the seed yield. If not, it's an increase in the seed yield without decrease the protein concentration in the seed. Potential avenues to overcome this limitation could be fertilizer timing and amount. That there are a lot of research already done in that, and some people are still working on it, and it's quite difficult to find the timing and amount, but without decreasing the nitrogen fixation, but still could be, and enhancing the nitrogen fixation in high yield soybeans environments. Thanks everybody, and I will take any question.
Did you do this in dry land or irrigated? It looked like it was an irrigated field in Nebraska.
So the question was if those experiments were in irrigate or dry land. All the experiments were in irrigate conditions.
Irrigated.
Yeah, yield potentials.
So did you see a difference in your variety? You said you had some that were ranged from 2.7 to 4.6, did you see
varietal? So the question was if there was difference between varieties. Actually, we didn't analyze the variety differences. We had different varieties across the environment, but we didn't analyze if there was a difference in the yield response for variety, because probably we don't have enough amount of varieties to make this comparison. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Versus fertilizer applied, because normally as you increase fertilizer in, you decrease the amount of infixation by rhizobia. So, and the second question related to that, did you look at the economics of yield versus the nitrogen application rates?
Okay, so there were two questions. The first was if I look at the nitrogen fixation in the full nitrogen treatment and the zero nitrogen treatment, and the second one is the economic profit of fertilization, right? Okay, so for this work we didn't have the information yet, you know, but we are measuring nitrogen fixation in the zero nitrogen treatment and in the full nitrogen treatment in order to see if the full nitrogen treatment is still fixed on nitrogen or not, and also to analyze what happened with the nitrogen fixation during the growing season, because those results are all final results of seed yield, of total above ground dry matter at physiological maturity. But we also have the in-season relations, but we haven't published in this work. And the second question was about the economic profit. With this amount of fertilizer, for sure, it's not. There is no profit for the farmers. We haven't this objective in this project. The idea was to quantify if there was a limitation and how much was this limitation across a range of environments. But for sure, there are some research also applying a small amount of fertilizer. But for those research, it would be good if you don't decrease the nitrogen fixation, which is kind of difficult, but still people is working on that. But we have not an economic analysis in this. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, is your slope value between your 1:1 line versus your relationship with zero nitrogen and full nitrogen different significantly? If your slope is 1:1 and your relationship.
Okay, so the question was if the regression was different from 1, right? In the full nitrogen versus the zero nitrogen. Yes, all the slope were tested and were different.
Did you inoculate your seed, or was it?
Excuse me?
Did you inoculate your seed before you went over?
Okay, the question was if the seeds were inoculated. In the experiments in Argentina, all the seeds were inoculant, even in the full nitrogen or the zero nitrogen fertilizer. And for the experiments in Nebraska, we select those fields because of the high yield that they achieved in the previous year, and they don't use inoculants because they have this practice. They know that there is no increase in the yield.
So you mentioned that you're trying to quantify the amount of nitrogen that was fixed. How do you separate what's fixed from not fixed?
Okay. So the question was that I was trying to quantify the amount of nitrogen fixation.
As influenced by the fertilizer. How are you separating that?
Okay, we are using the natural abundance of N15 for the zero nitrogen fertilizer, and we are still working in trying to quantify the amount of nitrogen fixed for the full nitrogen fertilizer, accounting for the N15 ratio for the urea that we apply, and also the amount in the soil.
But the delta values are almost exactly the same for the fixed versus the urea.
Well, we haven't yet processed this data. We are working on that.
All right, let's thank our speaker.